to the meals. I'm just testing this now to see if I pick up my own voice. Should be my voice. Yeah, it's mine. Today's the 25th, isn't it?
25th.
25th, I think. 25th of August. August.
Or September. August, I think.
Yeah, it's August.
This is August.
I'm in the home of Owen Meals and Mrs. Meals. What is your first
name? Nancy. N-A-N-C-Y.
Nancy Meals. And we're in the most modernistic home I've ever seen in Alaska. It's really beautiful. I'll describe it later when I talk to myself.
Yeah, somebody asked us one time what period we were trying to follow. I said, our period.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, well, this is really beautiful. I can appreciate how you must enjoy it, just sitting here looking out these windows. Anyway, I'd like to get into some historical... I'd like to get back... We were just sitting here chatting about modern-day Valdez and pipeline and so on and so forth, but what I'd like to do for the purpose of this tape is talk about you and Mr. Doris and Owen Meals and when you came to Valdez and your family, how you came to begin with. Well, first of all, tell me where you were born.
I was born in O'Neill, Nebraska.
O'Neill, Nebraska. What year and what day, do you mind telling? You don't have to tell me.
November 19th, 1891.
November 19th, 1891. And Mrs. Meals, where were you born?
September 5th, 1895.
In Alaska?
At Watt, Texas. W-A-T-T, Watt, Texas.
Watt, Texas.
Uh-huh.
What brought you from Texas to Alaska?
Teach school. I came here in 1926.
To Valdez?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Meals, you came here, as I recall, as a young boy.
We came here, we landed in Valdez Friday, February the 13th, 1903.
You have that one down pat, don't you? When you say we, does that mean your family?
The family, yeah.
Yeah, and that was your mother and father?
Yeah, and that, the rest of the youngsters.
Why don't you name your parents' name? Or?
Well, my dad's name was Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Mother's Jackson Meals.
Was Lenora.
Lenora.
And then with us at that time was Brother George, Frank, John, my sister Mary, and myself.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
My brother Bill came later. He at that time was in school.
Had your father been in Valdez before the family came up? Had he come up here earlier?
No, he he came up. And, he was up here in '98 with George Hazlett. And they went in over the glacier to the Copper River country and ended up in the Chestachina area.
Now in 98, they were stampeders. They headed for the Klondike?
No, they were looking for gold on this side of the line. So they were up in the Copper River area.
But in 98, then he and George Hayes, they went over this Valdez Glacier.
Yeah.
The route that some of the Klondike stampeders followed over the glacier.
But this was the easiest routing to follow. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't too easy at that.
I was just reading in Pierre Burton's book, Klondike Fever. He describes the different trails into the Klondike. And this one, he goes into some detail on the stampeders who came to Valdez and attempted the route, you know, over the glacier and into the Klondike area. Mm-hmm. I guess it was treacherous and...
Well, George Hazlett kept a diary of all of that.
He did?
And it's very interesting reading.
Where is the diary located?
Well, I may have a copy of it here, but his two boys. One of them's dead now, but his grandchild has it in Seattle.
It has the original.
But I think I've got a copy of it here somewhere in the down in the warehouse.
We're finding it.
Yeah. Well, when you copied it, did you just write it off or type it off or Xerox it or?
No, it was. This was a type copy part of it, and then when they fixed up the entire thing, I furnished quite a few early day pictures for him, and they sent me a copy of it.
Well, I see.
That ought to be good.
Oh, yeah. That, that would really be, that's valuable.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm sure it's in the safe down there.
George Hazlitt's,
Hazlitt.
Hazlitt. You think it might be his grandchild in Seattle?
It what?
Is it his? You think it's his grandchild in Seattle who would have it?
I know he has it.
Yeah. What is his name?
Calvin.
Calvin. Same last name.
They live in Kirkland, don't they?
I can give you their address later on.
Okay. So they came up in 98 and went over.
They went over the Glacier.
To up Copper
the,
River.
Down the Clutena and up the Copper. And ended up in the Chisholm Slate Creek country.
And did they find what they were going after?
Well, they thought they did. And then they moved the families up. And it didn't materialize.
So when they came up in 98, they must have spent several seasons prospecting them, didn't they?
Oh yeah, they spent a lot of time prospecting different areas along the way.
Well, were they friends from Nebraska? Or?
They were both from Nebraska, yeah.
I see. And they both brought their families up
later than when it looked like they had found something. Why, it took a long time to go back to Nebraska for the winter, so they move the families up here.
Well, wasn't it your father, Andrew Jackson Meals, and George Hazlitt, were they the ones who established this old town site here?
Yeah.
Which is now New Valdez, but it used to be.
They came in with a big outfit, and there was no dock, of course, in Old Valdez, and there was just enough shore ice over there. They dumped their cattle and horses overboard and swim them ashore, you see. And they couldn't do that on account of the ice. So they came back down here where it was ice-free and unloaded here. But it wasn't too good because they had to go around the tide flats, you see. And the tide, of course, keeps the snow pretty well down.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't good sledding, about 4 miles more grief hauling freight. So that's one reason that things didn't develop here too much.
Well, did they survey a town site here, or was there some?
The first town site was surveyed when the Copper River Northwestern was starting out of here. They had a construction camp here, and they made some grade out of here, had a dock here.
Was that one of the six or seven railroad companies that started here in Valdez in the early days and never got through?
There was Copper River Northwestern, there was Alaska Yukon headed by Colonel Swanitz, and then there was the Alaska Home started by H.D. Reynolds. And they were all, of course, competing to go through the canyon. And as you know,
it's none of them got through Keystone Canyon.
Kind of a narrow cut through there.
Yeah. Did they get that far with the track or the road?
Well, they were working in spots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Their survey that way. Copper River Northwestern had three construction crews in the canyon that they were working on roadbed in different spots.
Mm-hmm.
But their equipment was all small dump cars, you know, that they pulled with a horse.
I noticed they're doing quite a lot of road work in Keystone Canyon now. Right now.
Yeah, they're widening that out. They're going to change the bridge.
Yeah.
They're getting rid of all those overhead spans, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Well, then this site where Valdez is right now, since the earthquake, Valdez has moved to this present site. So this site never did develop as a town site.
No. We had another survey. Part of it was laid out in 1910 when the Mineral Creek boom was on. But that didn't get very far either.
Now, the Mineral Creek boom, was that just a small scale? Well, that was
gold prospection.
Gold prospects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was lots of activity here and construction camps and stuff like that, but there was never any established community as far as government went.
So just for this is a good safe spot, and during the earthquake there was no damage to this
There was
area.
No damage here, no.
So where Valdez used to be located over there at the end of the inlet was more or less of a convenience for it was easier.
It was easier. It was about 4 miles closer, and it took away about 4 miles of tough terrain to get over. You can imagine how if you've been down here in the wintertime and seen any of the flats there with all the ice hummocks and stuff on, it's been pretty tough sledding.
Blocks of ice. Yeah, it is tough. So when you came then in 1903, you must have been about, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you have a pretty good memory of Valdez.
Oh, yes.
If you came when you were 12. Uh-huh. What do you remember about it when you landed here?
Well, first time I remember was the deep snow. The narrow trails and the snow berms 4 or 5 feet above where you were walking, you know. You couldn't see any traffic coming until it showed up around the corner. And then, of course, the next thing was all the saloons and dance halls. There were 17 saloons here.
Holy smokes.
And they all had gambling and dance halls. So there was lots of music all night.
Those were the good old days, huh?
I guess so.
Or what?
And later, of course, I had a newspaper out, and you got pretty familiar with all those details.
Oh, I can imagine. We should do a whole tape just on that. when you came, did your father have a house here in Valdez that
No.
That you had to live in a hotel till you found
a
place to live?
First night we stayed in the hotel. Then he got a little two-room house that was available. And we had a 12 by 24 tent we set up. And part of us lived in the house and part of us in the tent.
Must have been a lot of snow to set a tent on. Yeah.
Oh, well, you just dig down in the snow. The digging was easy, and set your tent frame. The tent was on a frame, you see. Put it down on the ground, and then it was pretty well snowed in.
You had a wood floor in the tent.
Yeah. Put it on a frame.
Mm-hmm. So when you arrived, then there's your father and mother and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 children. Mm-hmm. And then your brother Bill came later.
Yeah.
Was that house that you lived in when you first came, was that still standing during the earthquake in 64?
That was still here during the earthquake. It had been moved a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And it was a little two-room cabin. It had a small attic in it. Some of us slept in the attic for a while. You climbed up on a ladder.
You just lived there that one winter, or did you?
And in the spring, we got a larger house. It was actually a two-story house. And we lived there during the summer. And then when he came back that fall, why, he got some property, and we built a house.
Well, was your father successful in finding some good prospects? Did he?
No. He was one of the thousands that didn't, you know.
Yeah. So how did he support this big family of Valdez? Did all you boys to work?
Well, Dad was a land and mineral surveyor to start with. So he was doing survey work around, and brother had brought his horses with him, and they were doing a lot of freighting. So when the railroad boom started, why, they had plenty of work for all their horses.
Mm-hmm. Your brother, was it your brother or your father's brother?
My brother.
Your brother.
Yeah.
How many head of horses did he bring?
Well, they brought up a couple of head to start with that he had on the farm, and then they acquired more here as they needed them. He ended up with 12, 14 head of horses.
Well, when you left Nebraska, how did you, you travel by train?
Travel by train, yeah.
To Seattle?
To Seattle.
And you took the horses on the same, just sent them
no, by they, train? No, the horses and our household stuff all came on a freight train. Mm-hmm. That was a couple of weeks getting to Seattle. And then, of course, we all came up on the same boat.
You remember the name of the boat you arrived
on? Yeah, the Santa Ana.
Santa Ana?
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana.
10 days outside passage from Seattle here.
But that was an experience for the rest of the
world. Oh, boy.
Were your sister and your other brothers, were they younger than you at the time?
My sister and one brother younger. The other two were older.
Of all the six Neil's children now, are they all still living?
No, Bill has passed away several years ago. He was Louise Paulette's father.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And your sister, is she still living?
Sister's still here in Valdez.
Oh, she is?
And my younger brother, John, is in Seattle. And then the two older brothers, Frank's in Santa... What's the capital of California?
Sacramento.
Sacramento, yeah. And George is in New York with his daughter.
What's Mary's last name?
Whalen.
Whalen?
W-H-A-L-E-N. Her children are all here in Valdez.
One of the girls worked for the dock company, Marie Whalen. That's one of her daughters.
Well, was there a school here in Valdez in 1903?
What's what?
Was there a school? Were you and your brother? And
oh, yes. There was two teachers.
Mm-hmm. Remember their names?
Yeah, there was Miss Leedy and Miss Morehouse.
What did they have, eighth grade, or I don't suppose they had high school?
No, there was just each, there was just two rooms, and each one had the lower grades and one the upper ones, and they taught all subjects.
Do you ever remember getting in trouble with any of your school teachers? Or were you a good little boy?
Well, I probably had my share of problems. We used to line up on the street and snowball everybody that came by, you know. Mm-hmm. Once in a while we'd hit somebody with a water soaker, and then we'd have to go through the schoolhouse in one door and out the other. Being pursued by some angry fella.
Well, did you have other schooling other than what, you know, did you go on to high school or college yourself?
Well, I didn't go to college, no. Later, Judge Burnell taught here, you know, for a number of years.
Charles Burnell?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He taught high school?
Yeah, I went to school to him.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, sixth and seventh grade. Long in there, eighth grade. And then when I got out of school, I took correspondence course. So cost money to go outside the school, you know.
So your high school, any of your high school training then was through correspondence courses?
Yeah.
Well, I've noticed just since I've known you, which has been since the earthquake, that's when I first met you, that you're pretty handy at all kinds of things. Have you just been you got a drafting board in your room in there and you design things, you...
Well, what I went in for was mechanical electrical engineering. Mm-hmm. Of course, that included drafting and all that kind of work.
And you studied that by correspondence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then after my brother Bill left, Dad was still doing survey work. And I was delegated to do all his pencil work then on map making and stuff that. So,
So that's where you got your background.
That has come in handy since then.
I expect it came in pretty handy when they relocated the town.
Oh, yeah.
At that time, was the ownership of this land still in your family?
Up until the earthquake, it was a joint ownership between the Hazlets and the Mealses, with the exception of one small piece of ground which Dad and I had acquired for a survey work we did when the town was replatted in 1910.
Mm-hmm. So you had title to that?
So we had 10 acres that we had title to. Then we just grouped our ownership all in and took stock in the company. That's when we formed the Port Valdez Company. Mm-hmm. Each put all the holdings in, and there was the two Hazlett boys and the six Meals, as you see. Mm-hmm. So we just threw it all in the kitty and took stock for it.
Mm-hmm.
That way we were easy, it did much easier to handle things.
And then was the site then purchased from you for the city of Valdez?
It was a gift.
It was a gift.
And now they're all burned up because we didn't give them all of the land we had. And we're in court with them now on excessive taxation and high valuations.
How much did you give them?
242 acres.
It was just an outright gift?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Don't ever do it.
The only restrictions were that the only ones entitled to her were the ones that went through the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And then in return for that, our remaining property would not be taxed until it was put into productive use or sold. But they don't want to live up to that.
Well, I know they went through some terrible growing pains and some bad experiences in the move, you know, and with urban renewal. And I remember there's some really bitter feelings over the removal of from the old site to the new site. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of it was misunderstanding. A lot of those people had never had, a lot of people here probably, now they do, but at that time had no experience with bureaucracy and urban renewal and that type of thing.
Then Asha didn't help it any.
No, not at all.
We're in hopes it'll be straightened out someday, but I don't know.
Well, let's talk about the earthquake just a little bit. That's skipping ahead quite a few years. But at the time of the earthquake, now you had the utilities.
We had the power and telephone system.
Power and telephone mm-hmm. system in Valdez. As I recall, your power plant was built of cement block and reinforced mm-hmm. concrete. And it was one of the few buildings in Valdez that wasn't damaged.
That's right.
I think you said you had one crack in the floor someplace?
One crack, and there were some cracks in the roof where the building had seesawed.
Mm-hmm.
But it was all in the flashing, where the flashing had cut through on the nails.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't any wall damage.
And you didn't have any of that hydrostatic pressure that forced the floor up?
Well, our engine foundations were all off a plumb. It lifted one engine, the front end, about a half an inch. So we had to re-level those before we mm-hmm. could use some of them.
Mm-hmm. But you were right back in business, practically.
Well, we never lost a beat.
Yeah.
We didn't have any outages as far as the plant itself was concerned. It kept right on operating.
Yeah.
The only thing we had to shift from the units that were running, that the generators were down in pits, we had to shift to one that the generator was up in the air because we had about 4 inches of water all over the floor and we couldn't keep it out.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we lost most of our telephones, but
the plant was still working, but the phones were probably jarred.
As soon as we cleared the lines that were shorted, why, we had telephone service again.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, about 4 o'clock the next morning, we had a call from a news reporter in St. Louis wanting to talk about the thing.
Was your structure the only concrete block structure in town at the time?
No, there was a couple of more. They.
Gilson's
was. Gilson's was, but the whole front of that fell out.
Well, they were right down near the dock area, yeah. So they were a little closer to the action.
And then there was another one that housed the children's home that was concrete block.
That's right. The new town now that has been built here, they're pretty strict building codes, aren't there? For
yes, very strict.
So each structure has to meet earthquake standards.
Well, I don't know. Funny thing, the buildings in Old Town that were on mud sills came through better than the ones that were on concrete foundations. It was more flexibility.
More flexible. Well, there's not much mud over here, though. This is mostly pretty solid.
No, it's all gravel here.
Yeah.
And about 100 feet, I believe, down to bedrock.
Mm-hmm. Now, the 10 acres you said that you had title to, did that include this area on this hill where this your present home is located?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think you'll have any neighbors for a while.
No.
I think so either.
We saw to that. The particular plot that we have our own title to here is about 5 acres, so you can't get too close.
Mm-hmm. And when you can't quite see the entire town from your living room, but if you really wanted to see the at night, I imagine you could see most of Valdez from your upper level.
Well, if we want to see the residential area farther north or northwest, all we got to do is put up a TV antenna up on the hill. I want to use the closed TV circuit, and then we can see the whole thing.
Where do you look? Well, I don't understand what you mean.
Well, have you ever gone into a store where
a
fellow sits in the office and sees everything that goes on in the store on a TV?
And you have that?
It'd be the same deal on that. Yeah.
But you don't have it installed.
No. We can see enough as it is.
We can see enough.
We don't have any noise up here. And we see all of the boats going out.
Mm-hmm.
And the airplanes coming in. And the ferry comes in at 10:30 at night and honks and blows a whistle and goes out at 7:30 in the morning.
Does the ferry come here every day?
It makes 5 trips a week to Whittier and comes in from those trips at about 10:30 at night. And then 2 trips a week it goes to Cordova. Well, on Sunday night it comes in from Whittier, then it loads back up and goes to Cordova, and it comes back in about 11:30 Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes on to Whittier. And then Thursday or Wednesday night, it loads up and goes to Cordova and stays at Cordova all day Thursday and comes back in here about 5:30 Friday morning and is ready to load and go then.
What's the name of that ferry?
The Bartlett.
The Bartlett.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
And it's been loaded all summer.
Yeah, I understand you have to have a reservation pretty much.
Oh, yeah,
yes, you do.
You got to be at least a week, sometimes
more
longer.
Mm-hmm.
And those sardine packers on that boat have got them all beat. I don't know how they get those cars in. Bumpers about that far apart, and the car maybe that far from the one another, and the decks of the boat. The day we went over, they turned away a bicycle. They couldn't get it aboard.
Is that right?
Now, Papa.
Well, that's how close they pack them in.
But they are close, all right.
Well, Mrs. Mills, you told me you came here in 1929.
26.
26.
Uh-huh.
See, I have Valdez 1929, right?
26.
1926. And did you come directly from Texas to Valdez?
I came directly from Texas.
How did you How'd you happen to come to Valdez? Did you know someone here, or did you?
No, I decided I wanted to teach in Alaska, so I sent my application to the Department of Education in Juneau, and we had taken a trip up into Colorado, and when I got back home, why, there was a notice in the door that I had a telegram, so I called the office, and I had been elected to teach in Valdez. I had never heard of Valdez, but I was elected to teach here, so I came.
Had you had, where did you take your training?
I, in West Texas State Normal College at Canyon and at the University of Texas.
And, did you specialize in anything in college or just
yes.
general education? Uh-huh. With the intent of teaching.